Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Pure Soul Alchemy. I am Gabriela Espinosa, and I'll be taking us through a psychic surgery soul realignment process for the next 30 minutes. So find a nice, comfortable place where you can lay down, relax, and receive this session. Even though this is a video session, it's most beneficial if you can lay down and close your eyes, at least during the treatment portion of the session. Pure Soul Alchemy is a transmission of channeled shamanic healing technologies, which restructure your creator source grid. Transformative operations and procedures are enacted for you while you comfortably relax. Through my perception and vocalization of the inner energetic grid, we are opened in ways which allow these technologies to come into our physical reality and enact change on our behalf. Allow your mind to relax into the words and phrases that you'll be hearing without focusing too much on interpretation or meaning. This session will be available on my YouTube channel, on my Blog Talk Radio show page, and also on my website. It's quite helpful to go back and listen again repeatedly to deepen the effects of the session and take the healing further. If you find this session helpful, please give it a thumbs up and click the subscribe button and the little bell so you can be alerted about new sessions. This show is a shamanic healing session to assist you in creating new beginnings. While it's important to let go of that which doesn't serve you, it's equally important to focus on what you'd like to create in your life. It can be a more open and positive way of perceiving the world, interacting with the world. It can be generating passive income. It can be the cultivation of new skill sets to serve in the world. And it can be the courage to pursue a new career or a new relationship. In this session, we will gently and deeply nudge our conscious volition to open and allow for new possibilities. Before listening to this session, be sure to contemplate that which you'd like to manifest. We will address these in our session. So allow yourself to notice any feelings or sensations that arise during our session. Allow your mind to watch, witness, notice where you have intense internal responses at any point during our session, and give your higher self and spirit full permission to transform your inner planes of consciousness to what is true, best, and most beneficial to your well-being. So now, go ahead and lay down, relax. Take a few deep and very slow breaths. As you are deeply breathing, feeling into your body, notice where you feel tension, pain, or numbness. Notice also where you feel good in your body. Notice where there's aches, and envision your breath reaching these areas. Bringing life force and vitality there with each deep breath you take. You can think of this deep breathing into the body as a reanimation, rejuvenation. And reclamation, reclaiming these parts of your body that typically don't receive your breath, your focus, usually due to sublimated pain. So allow this breathing rhythm, breathing with awareness into the body, to continue throughout our session. We're going to start our invocation. Connecting with our divine physical and non-physical intelligence to align completely with our own core essence. Aligning with the fundamental and essential aspects of ourselves. Aligning with the earth, the sun, the moon. Aligning with our own mother, Father God self, with our own inherent creator self, and our right placement in the universe. The purest healing source within us is our own deepest aspect. We agree to serve as our own healing agent and to serve from and as our own ultimate inner counsel, the all that I am. We now invoke, welcome, and receive our beloved Mother and Father God to exact their loving, divine, blessed grace directly into our healing proceedings today. Great. So healing point number one, we're going to begin by implementing a powerful redirection for our lives in whatever way, shape, or form is most optimal for each of us individually. Remediation of any energy leakage. So feeling any holes, to make the metaphor more easily perceivable. The remediation of any energy leakages, sealing any gaps, any holes in our field, in our bodies, in our perception. Releasing of antiquated locked-in syndrome. So I know this is a real physical condition that some people get. However, we're speaking on an energetic level. I'm just going to be with that process for a little bit because it's got quite a bit of charge to it. Great. So allowing for a substantial new design, internal mechanisms upgrade. Great. And we want to make peace and allowance and space in our lives for optimal convalescence from these. Initiating the traversing process. So being able to carry on and move through an upward trend. In spite of old manifestation shock. So this is shock that we have accumulated in our lifetimes, and it's particularly very shocking as a child to have our spirit dampened. I always go back to childhood, but that's where a lot of our stuff is. So we're just going to be with that for a bit. So I'm going to read it exactly the way the healing point is and see if anything comes. So initiating the traversing process of old manifestation shock, rising above and moving through it. Allowing for a substantial new design. Not just a little bit, we're talking substantial. Great, and that allowance piece is a big, big deal. Great. So really bringing in divine supportive assistance for this allowing, because that's the big component here, whether we allow it. Generating new outer and inner possibilities. regardless of emotional and belief level content accumulated over the course of our lives. Feeling point number two, eliminating of detrimental subterfuge. Elimination of detrimental subterfuge. Once again, remediation of energy leakage, healing, repair, bonding, sealing. Releasing of antiquated locked-in syndrome. Trying to do a little snapping clearing there. And, you know, these statements that come in, they have a very broad and far-reaching and global application. But what little I can perceive that could apply to is where we really get locked into old patterns and habits. Oh, that's in the next part of the healing point. Okay. So elimination of the perception of entrapment, of feeling trapped, elimination of go along to get along strategies that has had us operating at the expense of self. This could be just in relation to other people or not in relation to other people. This is just a way where we really narrow our choices. Great. Eliminating the toxic rituals, life-depleting routines. That drain the life out of us, that drain our joy. Great, so we're going to clear there. Okay, let's do a full body clearing on that one. Eliminating toxic rituals, life-depleting routines that happen below the surface of our awareness. And sometimes we're even aware of them. We just feel helpless or at the mercy of them. We don't know how to not do those things. Releasing the self-sacrifice complex. Okay, I'm going to do a little clapping on that one with the intention that the clapping break up stuck patterns, particularly in the abdominal region. Releasing self-sacrifice complex, space deconstruction of the past. It's really really doing a massive deconstruction here. Releasing of old limitations, buying into old energy constructs, and reclaiming beneficial amazement. Wonder. Great. So we're going to begin a process for opening ourselves to new trajectories. And with emphasis on the openness. Because these new trajectories are always there. A just some of the stuff we've already addressed in the session, dampen our awareness. Great. So we're going to do a little initiation ritual. Initiation ritual. Putting ourselves, our happiness, our inspired dreams and visions at the forefront of our lives. So this is an initiation ritual / declaration. Putting ourselves, our happiness, our inspired dreams and visions at the forefront of our lives. And it is so. Boom. Great. Healing point number 3, gently opening to the potential of alternative beneficial approaches to maneuvering through day-to-day manifestation. Great. And I'm just going to bring this in, this phrase, the grass is greener here and there and everywhere. I know it sounds like a Dr. Seuss phrase, but that's what wants to come in for us. So great. Sounds good to me. Grass is greener here, there, and everywhere. Creating the positive perspective of enlisting benevolent divine forces to assist us in consistently illuminating our heart's desires and making them a priority in our lives, in our vision, in our consciousness, in our psyche, in where we put our focus, in our attention. Great, and we're going to do some reclamation of our heart space. Subtle field attack release, rehearsal release. So healing point number 4. At this moment in time, right now, contacting that which makes our hearts sing. Realizing that we are 100% capable, deserving, good enough, and simply enough to have that which brings us the greatest joy, and bringing that into our comfort zone, bringing that into the zone of what is possible, what is plausible. Bringing this crucial understanding into the awareness of our entire being. And I'm reminding you to continue taking these deep, full body breaths. Filling ourselves, our atoms, with this knowing. Breathing this into our body. Our spirit. Fully receiving the benevolent assistance of our divine spirit helpers to make this so. And saying a big thank you in our hearts and congratulations. Great. So So we're now bringing our session to a close in love, light, gratitude, and blessing. Thank you so much for tuning into Pure Soul Alchemy. If you found this session helpful, please click the like and subscribe buttons and the little bell so you can be alerted about new sessions. I highly recommend that you listen to this session repeatedly. This will deepen the effects of the session and take your healing further with each replay. To schedule an individual session or for more information, visit www.puresoulalchemy.com. This is Gabriela Espinosa. Have a wonderful day.